So we've been talking about the weather all morning, as we always do, and we be keeping mentioning thunderstorms and showers today and tonight. But we are going to be speaking with Bryce Shumate from Hardin County Management and Emergency Services, and you know, we're just being an abundance of precaution to talk about what we are facing according to the current weather models. Bryce, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Brian and Trish. How are you all this morning?
We're fine. Trish's birthday's today, by the way. She's 45. I'm
Happy
telling everyone.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you very much.
Now, do you feel older?
No, not at all. Not at all. I feel younger. How about that?
Yeah, I wish I was that age again. When you turn 61, it's just like all of a sudden things just start falling off, you know?
Falling off.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Where did my ear go?
Well, so, you know, there's some weather that's coming in that's not looking real pretty.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, Brian, Trish, we want to make sure we're not trying to scare people. We just want people to be aware. And the problem with this storm, and we've been used to having storms around this area for years, but the problem with this storm is it's coming in when most everybody's asleep. The worst of it starts after midnight tonight and early morning hours of Saturday. And what we're worried about is, depending on the coolness of the air, supercells developing soon after midnight, in between that midnight and 2 o'clock time frame. And then we've got computer models are showing a couple of squall lines coming through like that. So supercells, that would produce could produce some heavy winds and a tornado. The straight line winds would cause possibly, again, straight line winds and some spin up tornadoes. It wouldn't be as bad as the supercells. But what we want most people to understand is this storm has got quite a potential, because the wind in the upper atmosphere is just like moving. I mean, it is howling for this time of year. And as everybody knows, we shouldn't have temperatures going up to almost 70 degrees at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Usually it's the other way around. We have, you know, higher temperatures during the day, and they go down as we get through the night. Today, the lower temperatures are going to be during the day, and they're predicted to go up. So we're worried, you know, because we've got moisture in the air, we've got the temperature, and we've got the wind shear up high. So it makes for a very dangerous situation, and we're just hoping that we don't see that. But we want everybody to have their plan in place, know where they're going to be able to take shelter, and make sure you talk to your family so that they understand what they need to do in case a loved one's not there, they're away at work. Make sure your family members know what they're supposed to do.
That's all great advice. We really appreciate that. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you as well. And you can always get that at WQXE.com.